RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Wednesday morning, what's up, Richmond 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app, MP on the mics, the program. We have the Play Chesterfield Hour at 10:30. Zach Joachim drops by at 11. We need to get straight to VCU basketball, though, before we talk about... I love that the Junkies want to do Commander's Name Talk. I love that they want to do Bit Season. Unfortunately, we still got a team. We can't do Bit Seasons. VCU basketball time. I heard you guys. You heard me. This team entered last night's game in St. Louis on a heater. 6 in a row, some really nice wins. Loyola Chicago, St. Louis, St. Joseph's, the Bonnies, Rhode Island at Rhode Island has a very nice win. When is this team going to get the national recognition they deserve? They're on the map now. They're in the tournament. When is Joe Lunardi going to give them some? When are they going to be on ESPN? I'd be careful what you wish for. They were on ESPN last night. They're on ESPN this morning, and it's got nothing to do with basketball at all. VCU lost last night, 78-69 at St. Louis. We can handle the basketball portion of this pretty quickly. They made 5 3-pointers. You can win a basketball game making 5 3-pointers. You can't win a basketball game if you make 5 3-pointers and you attempt 31 three-pointers. So that's pretty easy. We knocked that out pretty quickly. We'll play Ryan Ohm's post-game interview in a bit. He goes straight in on the defense, called the defense unacceptable. I get that. You make those threes, it's a different game. They set the defense differently off a made basket. They were running up and down. They looked undisciplined. Did the refs have it out for Philip Russell? Yes. Is that a thing that's going to happen this year? Also, yes. I think the trouble started when he didn't get the foul he was looking for off the screen, because he embellished that pretty good. I'm not saying it wasn't a foul. I don't think the refs like the acting. Need these refs in the Super Bowl to cut down on the Patrick Mahomes flopping. They can work the Super Bowl. If you want to complain about the refs, I will let you. 833-804-0910. I just need you to know Philip Russell has a reputation, full stop. We haven't had to deal with that in a while. We had to deal with that last night. The other thing we need to address is that there was a giant fight in the stands. And I'm as guilty as the next guy in overselling things. Baseball, like, did you see the benches clearing brawl? And like, two guys pushed each other and everybody came running in. Hold me back, hold me back. You know, wow, did you see that fight in the game? Like, Somebody hit somebody. There was some shoving. They got separated. No. We had a fight last night in the stands at VCU St. Louis. It's not good for anybody. Everybody there in St. Louis was... they have a reputation as a crowd. Philip Russell, homecoming game. His family's there in the VCU section. Looked like they were in the action there. Who knows what was said? I'm guessing unkind things both ways, but probably from the St. Louis fans because it's their home court. And Philip Russell was back. It's unfortunate. There's a lot of fighting. There's 4 minutes of fighting in the stands. We'll get to that in just a second here because I'll play it for you. We'll break it down. It was 69. It was a 6-point game when the fight happened. It was not over. I think that was the weirdest thing about the fight. It did not happen after the game was over. VCU was still very much in potential position to come back and win. Felt like there was no way they were going to be able to do it after the fight. Just felt like that was somehow the end of the game. I don't know what happened. I'm sure we're going to unwind this over the coming days. Robbie and Rodney were dangerously close to the action here. So let's just go to the action. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You heard it here last night. AWOD was at Performance Pickleball doing the pregame and the halftime. Here is what happened.
And now there's a stoppage of play because there's a fisticuffs going on in the crowd. They're trying to break some guys up. It's actually a pretty nasty scene here, unfortunately. Trying their best to break people up. I hate to tell fans this, but there is a pretty malicious fight
brawl
going on. St. Louis fans and I don't know who else. They're finally trying to get people separated. There's policemen. This thing might come in our way.
And it looks like mostly St. Louis.
I do feel like that's why they've been trying to pull people away. It's unfortunately in the VCU section.
Hey, Robbie there, like, Robbie's protecting himself. This is coming our way. I regret that as the announcer of this ball game, I have to tell you, there's a fight in the stands. This is unpleasant. This does not reflect well on college basketball. Rodney's like, there's a fight! Let me in. I'm going to take care of these people. That's why Rodney Ashby goes to these road games. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Robbie Robinson, personal security. This fight's not getting to Robbie. Not if Rodney has anything to say about it. No, he's right there. All right, yeah, keep it rolling here because we got a lot to break down here.
And now there's a stoppage of play because there's a so this game is taking kind of a drastic turn. There's still a guy in a St. Louis sweatshirt, and he's continuing to make noise. There's somebody that got hit pretty hard. I'm trying to tell everybody to get back to their seats.
Shut up, man.
All right. So with 1:10 to go, and our student athletes are looking at it.
Yeah, how can he not be affected by that? Because that's your parents right there, you know, and your family.
Not the way we wanted it in this one. Eight. A lot of cops.
Need more cops.
There's still a guy kind of yelling at other fans.
That dude looked bloody, by the way.
Out. They're going to try to get a little bit of... try to get people... back to their seats. 69-63.
All right, respect to the Chaffetz Arena sound operator who is not recognizing the gravity of the situation in any way. It's, you know what this needs? A pump up Icona Pop song. Let's go. I don't care.
Now,
zero respect for the gravity of this situation.
They need more policemen, honestly, Rodney.
Yeah, they don't have the support they need right here.
They don't have nearly enough policemen in this crowd. It's happening right behind the VCU bench.
This is a long stoppage.
So that is They're still trying to get people out. They've got some administrators from St. Louis that are here trying to. Now they're just, I think, systematically throwing a bunch of people out of the arena. They're still yelling. This is not a good scene here in St. Louis. And now there's another. I mean, at some point, the
it starts again.
I mean, they continue to let people, other people, get involved from the outside.
That's where security lost it.
Where's the security?
There is no security in this building. This is an embarrassing situation for Chaffetz Arena. I'll be honest with you. It is a truly embarrassing situation for Chaffetz.
How are you letting people from other sections come join the fight? Come on now. What are we doing here?
They've kind of got it cleared out, but we thought they had it cleared out earlier. I mean, the only people that are really now making any kind of... Anyway, it's just not a good situation. So Coach Odom's continuing to diagram plays.
Trying to relock in the focus.
Yeah, exactly. Which
not a difficult situation here for the coaches.
Yeah. I mean, they have stopped play until they get what is basically a melee under control. And it happened right behind our bench.
Yeah, I don't think he's overselling that. I think melee is the word. And, you know, they showed it briefly on TV, and then they cut away for most of the 2 minutes. And yeah, there's video online. There's always video online. But the dude got bloodied, and another guy's, like, in a chokehold, and his face is turning pink. Where is the security plan that says what you should do in a fight is allow people from other sections who are drunk to come join the fight?
Make it bigger.
I don't care. I love it.
I love it. I don't care.
Maybe if you had a mulligan on that when you pick a different song while the fans are wailing on each other behind the bench and they're not playing basketball.
And the security's ignoring it.
Had very slapshot vibes there. No order. No law, no order there at all. 4 minutes. 4 minutes of standing around not playing basketball at a crucial point of the game as VCU was coming back. They are national news this morning. They're on ESPN. They're on The Athletic. They're everywhere. A10 basketball. Get into it. And we got now. I'll say this. I don't want to jinx it. I don't think this would ever happen in Richmond. I think the RMC people in Richmond, they get right on top of the situation. I didn't get the sense anybody was getting on top of any situations there in St. Louis. I got the sense there the security officers were, ooh, that looks dangerous.
I don't get paid enough for
ooh,
that.
Glad that's not my section. Ooh. Oh, that is my section? Glad that's not my section.
Oh, wait, there's people from my section.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Yeah, all right. Well, just behave yourselves. Let's all get out of here today. They escorted a few of the VCU family members out of there. I'm sure there will be a lot of fallout from this, a lot of change, but they... I mean, this is like English soccer hooligan stuff at the St. Louis Billikens basketball game. What are we doing here? What in the world are we doing here? This is insane. I think we need to figure out why in the world they allowed everybody who wanted to participate to come participate in this fight. That feels like the first one. If you have a dispute, you have a dispute. Like, I was in Philly over the weekend. I saw drunk people yelling at each other. I wish it didn't happen at sporting events, but that happens at sporting. But when the fight starts and everybody in the arena is like, I want to go participate in that, and they let them, what are we doing here? I don't care. I love it. That was the vibe, right? Like, people are fighting. This is a better show than the basketball game. Better shine a spotlight on it. Let it go. TV didn't know what to do with it at all. They showed it for a second, then they quit showing it. They're showing the bench, and VCU guys, they're not locked in now. I mean, those are their families. Those are their loved ones there in the middle of a fight. People are getting escorted out. At that point, the game's over. Now, the game was also over when they made 5 3-pointers. Like, again, we're not breaking down this game to any degree. We'll hear from Ryan Odom before the day is over as well, because that was as cold as a basketball team can get for an extended period of time. I felt good at halftime, leading at halftime. This has been a second-half team. They come out full nothing. I don't, you know, I I got on the message boards after because, you know, that's what I do. You shouldn't do that. Never read the comments. Oh, there goes our at-large bid. No, nobody's at-large bid win anywhere. That's a good team. But they got to regroup because you can't lose to Richmond this year, unfortunately. Got Richmond at the Siegel Center Saturday, bouncing back after a weird game last night. Plenty more to say on that as we get you rolling. Wednesday morning, MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Look, I don't come in here with, like, St. Louis, that's a Renaissance city, you know, they love the arts and high culture. That's not how I view St. Louis, but that's insane. They played that song while fans are fighting with each other, and no other fans are like, oh, that's a fight. I want to go participate. They're shining spotlights on the crowd and waving them around. What are we doing here?
Practically encouraging
it. What are we doing here? No, get rid of practically. They're encouraging it. You play that song and shine spotlights on the crowd during the fans fighting, and you let people from other sections come over and continue fighting? What are we doing here?
Do I need to hit the conspiracy corner sounder
here? That's not a conspiracy. It's overt. They're just doing it.
We all saw the video.
There's no conspiracy. There's, hey, people are fighting in the stands. Yeah, better let them go. It felt like a minor league hockey game. It felt like a minor league hockey where you just have everybody's fighting, everybody's liquored up. Let's get after it, is what it felt like. Ryan Odom is the VCU coach. And notwithstanding the fight and notwithstanding that you're from the 70s and I'm a 90s chick and whatever else was going on in that Chaffetz Arena last night, there was a basketball game as well. I will not declare this an important basketball game. Now, as you know, VCU firmly on the bubble. Every game matters in that sense. This wasn't make or break. Like, I'll call Saturday home game against UR a crazy important game. You can't sink like a rock in the net, and that's what would happen if you lose to a lower tier team at home. They can't lose that game. Lose on the road to a good St. Louis team who's going to be near the top of the pile when the dust settles. This is like the St. Bonaventure loss. Not a big deal. But a little reminder to everybody, these guys didn't handle their business in the non-conference when they had a chance to handle their business. And because of that, we're all getting skittish now. Every single game feels life or death. Here's Ryan Odom. By the way, this, like, we got to ask Robbie about this next time he's on next week. Ryan Odom, you can usually tell the mood pretty quickly. I believe you'll be able to tell Ryan Odom's mood after this game astoundingly quickly.
I mean, certainly our defense left a lot to be desired in the second half. We give up 50 points in a half, like, that's a joke. Yeah. And, you know, our guys, you know, did not, do a great job of defending throughout. And obviously the fouls, you know, it was a free throw fest, you know, the entire game. And certainly in the second half, I know we fouled late. But, just pretty irritating. For us, you know, as a ball club to play that way. We had a lead. I don't know how we had a lead at the end of the first half, to be honest. Go into halftime up three or whatever. And then, you know, then it's kind of back and forth. And then, you know, they kind of take over. And then our guys finally get a run. And then we just give it right back. We give it back with a transition layup and one and a transition three. And just not good basketball on the defensive side there. So we've got to do better. And, we have to be more committed to defending on every play. We gave Jimerson like four backdoors, you know, in the first half, which we didn't do. I mean, those points add up. He's going to make some threes, you know, on occasion. Avila's going to get to the basket and get fouled. And, you know, you have to be able to minimize some of that. And not going to shut anybody out. And we did not, you know, do a good enough job defensively of minimizing, some of the easy plays.
Some of the things that have been successful for us during this winning streak was, you know, offensive rebounds. We
were plus 11 in that area. We really took
They were boxing us out at, on occasion. They were clearly going at our knees. I was trying to explain to the official, like, that was their going at our knees, you know, like, literally at our knees. And, like, we had three fouls over the back because they were sweeping our legs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is.
And then in addition to that, we hit 23 additional shots. Just couldn't get the ball to fall tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have
you have to be able to make shots in this game. There's no question about it. But when you're not, you have to create, you know, some offense through your defense and through, like, stinginess on defense. And we had one shot clock violation. I thought that was obviously a good possession for VCU, but, you know, there weren't enough of those. The game just grinded to a halt. There were fouls every play. And, you know, it ended up where it ended up.
Coach, in your experience of your years in coaching, you've had long winning streaks. Is it hard? I mean, as games continue to pile up and you win, is it harder to keep that
level?
You've
had a tough stretch, as tough a stretch as anybody, you know, in the conference, you know, to start out on the road, right? And it is what it is. You want to be a champion, you got to win on the road. We've won on the road some.
Yeah.
We got to win more on the road. And we've got some more tough ones coming, and we can't play this way and expect to win.
It's a joke there was the opening comment about the defense allowing 50 points in the second half. They've been so good in the second half of games. It was really kind of jarring. When it was 3 points at halftime, I felt great. You know, you feel like you haven't dug the hole you've dug normally. You get out, make some shots. Those shots never fell. You got a little sped up. The Philip Russell thing, which we addressed earlier. If you want to be mad at the refs, you can be mad at the refs. That guy has a reputation, and he's going to have to deal with that from time to time this year. It's going to be a thing that continues to come up. We have the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight upcoming on the next side of this break. Always a treat. Wednesdays, 10:30 a.m., of course, is when we do that. Thanks to our friends at Play Chesterfield. So we'll step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to 910
FM Worldwide
on the free Odyssey app. The hot streak is over. Heat check last night in St. Louis for the VCU basketball team. 31 three-pointers attempted, 5 three-pointers made. For actual analysis, we turn to our man Zach Joachim, Richmond Times-Dispatch, richmond.com. Zach, you were listening to the Ryan Odom interview last night, as we were, obviously, and Robbie tees him up, right? Like, hey, coach, you missed a lot of three-pointers tonight, and the first thing he says was our defense was a joke. How much of this do you put on the defense, the offense? How do you make sense of all this?
I mean, you know how I feel about this philosophically. I hope George is listening, because George Templeton and I have gone back and forth on this. VCU didn't lose this game because they shoot too many threes. That's not what the issue was here. The shot selection was bad all over the court. They missed some bad mid-range looks. They missed some looks at the cup that they've got to finish. The one that stood out to me was what could have been a Max Scholga and one in that second half, because he was demonstrative about it. He kind of slapped the padding, you know, under the basket after he got fouled, and it was really one that he should have finished, and they had a lot of looks like that. Were there some bad three-pointers taken? Absolutely. I think there are also some bad twos, and they just couldn't finish around the rim. But at the end of the day, you ended up with 69 points. And for how good this VCU team is and should be defensively, I think that should be enough to win. You know, you held St. Louis to 62 at the Siegel Center. That was a really good offensive showing when St. Louis came to the Siegel Center and VCU won 78-62. You only scored 9 less points in this game. So I really don't think it was as atrocious offensively as everyone has been saying today, although the percentages are obviously really bad looking at him right now. He ended up 5 of 31 from 3, 16.1%, 22 of 67 from the floor. That's not good, but you gave up 50 points in the second half, man. That's if you had played the way that this VCU team is capable of playing defense in that second half, then you win this game. You know, Gibson Jimerson, oh my gosh, I'm constantly amazed by his off-ball movement. They got bit a few times in that first half, specifically Scholga, and I think he'd be the first one to tell you that, on some Jimerson backdoor cuts. And that guy is too good of a shooter. He's too good of a scorer to leave him open as often as they did, and allow St. Louis to get clean looks. So I'd agree with Odom and say that that's more the problem, is on the defensive end, particularly in that second half. And then, yes, it was a bad performance offensively. It really hurt VCU with Zeb Jackson, I think, picking up that fourth foul when he did, because he was their best player in this game. He ended up with 15 points, 4 of 8 from the floor. He was 3 of 6 from 3, So he made more threes than the rest of the team combined. You know, Phillip Russell had one, Max Scholga had one, and that was it. And so I don't think that this team takes too many threes is the correct analysis of why this was a bad offensive performance. It was disjointed in many ways, and really the problem, why you couldn't see this over the line, I agree with Odom, was the defense in the second half. This VCU team is capable of so much better than that, and giving up 50 points and a half is just well below their standards on that end of the floor. But MP, you buried the lead. Let's talk about the fight.
That's my guy. All right. I love it. Zach Joachim, Richmond Times Dispatch, richmond.com. My dude in the St. Louis sweatshirt, you turning purple up there. Things were happening.
It was wild. I've never seen anything like that in a college basketball game. It was stopped for, what was it, about 7 to 10 minutes, I think. And it was still a ball game at that point, too. It was after Scholga made that three on the right wing with 1:10 to play. This game was 69-63. And VCU was still within striking distance. And then all of a sudden, right behind the VCU bench, you got bodies falling over the stands. At least 10 people. It sounds like there were no police there, so it was arena personnel who seemed a little ill-equipped to really get in amongst the scrum there. I texted with Chris Kowalczyk asking, did you see what started it? Is everyone okay? He said it was quite the scene. They don't know what started it. I texted Demetria Jennings, too, because this was in, the parent section there behind the VCU bench, and that's Brandon Jennings' mom, and I wanted to make sure she was okay, and she said, yeah, everyone's okay, but we're seeing some blood. We don't know what started it. So there was blood. You had bodies falling over the stands. The social media around it, as first and foremost, hope everyone's okay. But in hindsight, it's a little funny, okay? The screen grabs have been pretty hilarious. You had an older St. Louis fan who it looks like was laying out over multiple seats, and there was a hand on his throat, which is scary. It was scary there for a moment. You could see both of the benches looking up into the stands, and I know, people in the basketball world, my brain went to the brawl at the Pistons game in the Palace at Auburn Hills. What year was that? That was a long time
ago.
Malice
at the Palace. Yeah, absolutely.
The Malice at the Palace. It wasn't quite that, but it was bad.
We are 21 years removed, Zach, from the Malice at the Palace.
Goodness.
Yeah, we're all getting
old, MP.
We're all getting old, yeah. I thought of that as well. There are no players involved, but I'm thinking of Phillip Russell and Brandon Jennings trying to watch Ryan Odom diagram a play and seeing their parents literally in the middle of a fight.
I think it was particularly scary for Russell because he's a St. Louis native, and I know that he had a lot of family there at the game and presumably was in the section right behind the VCU bench. But yeah, it was an extended timeout for both coaches to kind of talk about strategy for that last minute 10 and draw something up. But it didn't seem like the players were paying much attention to him, and who can blame him in that instance, when you've got bodies falling over seats and how long it took to break that thing up. No context, college basketball, one of my favorite Twitter accounts, hilarious with the screen grabs of today and all the videos that have come out in the Field of 68. And it's been wild to see. And the Atlantic 10, man, A-10 hoops has been wild this year. You never know what you're going to get on a given night, whether it's a triple overtime UMass Fordham madness or a fight at Chaffetz Arena with VCU and St. Louis. So glad everyone's okay, most importantly. In hindsight, it's a little funny.
We have a conference with multiple teams in the Philadelphia area, a New York-based team, and the big fight of the season is in St. Louis, Missouri. I dare you to make sense of that. Here's what I saw from my vantage point, Zach. The fight starts, and yeah, this would never happen in Richmond because the RMC events people, they'd be right on top of it. They seem to have little... The sound guy starts playing I Don't Care, I Love It at full volume. They start shining spotlights around the crowd, and people from other sections are like, ooh, a fight. I think I'd like to go participate in that. And nobody's holding them back at all. What in the world are we doing at Chaffetz Arena?
Yeah, they hyped it up a little bit. I think the DJ, the arena personnel... did not help the effort to quell this immediately. It kind of almost seemed like everyone in the 6-point game with 1:10 to go on a Tuesday night said, oh, this is fun. That seemed to be the reaction around the arena. And we should say, too, no idea who started it. It was, but there were clearly people with St. Louis gear and clearly people with VCU gear involved.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This did not seem like it was, you know, one section over the other, although it was obviously right in that VCU parent section, you know, where there was a concentrated number of VCU fans. So it seemed to be clearly them going back and forth with some St. Louis fans who were right there. I'm sure you've seen some of the Twitter rumors and stuff about what could have started it. I'm not going to peddle those on the air. I have no idea what started it, but glad everyone's okay. And it seemed to be clearly some fault from both fan bases there, even though it happened at St. Louis. And it was in the VCU parent section. I think this was certainly mutual culpability.
I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility, Zach, that these teams meet a third time in Washington, D.C. And if they do, we will need beverage control outside of Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., because that is going to be, as the kids say, a bit of a scene.
Yeah, and we're going to need to tell the DJ not to play I Love It. Because if that starts playing at that VCU-St. Louis game, then all hell is going to break
loose. Triggers. It's something in there. It's wired. It just triggers the behavior right away. Zach Joachim, Richmond Times-Dispatch, richmond.com. You mentioned it feels like Philip Russell. You know, he's in the homecoming game. Obviously, emotions are high. He's wanting to have a good showing. Fouls out. The refs... It feels like this is a thing we're going to have from time to time this season where the refs decide we're not having the Philip Russell show tonight, and any indication of it is a foul. I'm not here to be pro or con on that because I know where the VCU fans come down on that. I'm just here to say, like, this is a reality of being Philip Russell in 2025 in college basketball. He's going to have to figure out how to deal with it on those nights.
Oh, yeah, that was what got him in Charleston. Right.
Yeah. The refs in Charleston. I'm not making apologies for them. I'm not defending them. The refs in Charleston decided we are not dealing with Philip Russell tonight. Anything he does is a foul. And I'm not here to say that's okay. I'm just here to say that's a thing that's going to happen to him again this season. He needs to be ready to deal with it.
Philip Russell's intensity has helped turn around a few games this year. Bonaventure on Friday night, I think his mentality was a huge part of flipping the momentum of that game in that second half. And it's also bubbled over on multiple occasions this year, right? I think it was Zeb Jackson in the press conference after the Bonaventure game who we asked about how Phil helped change that game. And he said, Phil's a nut in the best way possible. And Joe Banisteel's been joking about it all season. And they, for a while, the players just couldn't believe that Phil was how he is every day. But as the season has gone on, they've come to the realization, no, that's so it sounds like that's not just Phil's game face. That is Philip Russell every minute of every day. And that's the mentality that he brings. And Zeb talked about how important that is for this team on days where they might not have the same energy. You know, everyone has slow days at work where you're struggling to put one foot in front of the other and don't want to put in the work. And Phil kickstarts this team on those days, even when we don't see it as fans, right? So it's really important. VCU, it's been talked about a lot this year. They didn't have that guy last year. And they have him this year. And it's been a big part of when this team has played their best basketball. But Phil's also Draymond Green a little bit, right? Where he's just the emotions spill over and he loses control. And so I've seen Ryan Odom try and manage that. I've seen this VCU staff in general, you know, try and read those moments where they need to pull Phil aside and help him calm down. And when Ryan needs to take him out of a game, I think they're getting better at that as the season goes on. But this one was always going to be tough, right? Bill was a walk-on at St. Louis, didn't get the scholarship that he wanted. It was when Travis Ford was there, and so it's a new coaching staff, but still, that's his hometown. He was going to have a lot of family there. He clearly wanted that game, too. You could tell he was, ended up 5 of 12 from the floor, 1 of 7 from 3, as you said, fouled out late. So he was a little too hyped up. But it's a double-edged sword, right? It's been huge. It's been a significant boon for this VCU team in flipping a few games where they didn't have momentum, but it's also spilled over on a number of occasions. And that's just, you know, part of it when you're managing a guy whose mentality is like that. I admire Phil a great deal and love his competitive edge. I know a lot of VCU fans feel the same way, but obviously it takes some emotional management, which is a tough task for Ryan Odom and his staff, and I think they're still working their way through that. And Phil's homecoming to that program in that city was always going to be a tall order in that regard.
Well, as they say, you don't have to get ready if you stay ready, and he is on 10 or 11 as it is every minute of every day, and hopefully that will be useful on Saturday.
He's got 15 points. He was one of their better offensive players in a really disjointed offensive game, right?
And I think you were right on the money. Max didn't finish around the rim, and I think that was a big, big issue as well. Awan did his pregame show from Performance Pickleball. Are you a pickleballer?
I certainly wouldn't call myself a pickleballer. I enjoy it. I've played it a couple times. You know who is a pickleballer, though, is our friend Mike Barber. I played a couple of times with him, and I was trying to take some tips. I need to improve my game, and Barber is a model to watch in that regard because he's really good. I want to go play at the new hacksaw plant down on the canal. That's a short walk from my place downtown here. That place looks really cool.
But that's different, right? That's paddle. Is that what it's called? Paddle?
Is it different? I assumed it was the same thing.
No, it's a different
ball, pickleball.
It's a different sport entirely. It's like racquetball and squash. Like they look the same, but they're different.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't learn a whole new game. I'm already struggling with pickleball, but we'll find a time. We'll make it happen. Awad can clean our clocks out there on the court because I get the feeling I'm at the Zach Joachim level.
Hey, we've got a good baseline. We're athletic, right, MP? We're sports reporters. We know what we're doing out there.
I'm not going to beat you with my athletic talent, but I'm going to beat you with my brain. I'm going to outsmart you. I'm actually not going to do that either. Zach Joachim, Richmond Times-Dispatch, richmond.com is update from last night, of course, around the horn, the video. Go check it all out, and I will look forward to seeing you at the Stew on Saturday.
MP, you're the best, my friend. I'll see you there for the Capital City Classic. Should be fun.
Capital City Classic. Get the RMC events crew ready. We're not doing a Chaffetz Arena on Saturday afternoon at the Siegel Center. I'm going over to watch John Marshall play after that at their event. So it's I'm basketball double-headering
So nice. That's against Woodside.
Yeah.
Right? I was hoping to go to that game, too. I'm going to be writing my VCU story afterward. But VCU fans, keep an eye on that one. Silas Barksdale, your big recruit in this incoming class, plays for Woodside. I believe you're two-time reigning Class 5 state champs. One of the best rebounders I've ever seen at the high school level. That kid's got a really bright future in the black and gold. So enjoy that one, man.
I certainly will, and we'll of course, have the game for you here. Zach will wrap it up in the Times-Dispatch and at Richmond.com. We are back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. One of the weird side effects of this... I'm Commanders now, not VCU. We'll get back to the fight, though. Don't worry. Zach Joachim joins us in 18 minutes. I think one of the weird things about the Commanders being as bad as they were for so long was they churned through a lot of players. And it just feels like you turn on a football game anytime, anywhere, and what do you know? That guy's a former Commander. That guy's, you know, that he was here. I remember him in Richmond. They just seem everywhere to a degree that maybe they're not in other areas. Samaje Perine, former Commander, playing a key role. And I did not know this about Kansas City Chiefs radio announcer Mitch Holtis. Big Samaje Perine fan.
Long count. Chiefs are going to throw it. They throw it in the left. Flat cut. It's Samaje Perine at the 30. First down. And up the left sideline. I love you, Samaje Perine. I remember when Brett Veach told me they picked him up. It's a gain of 18 yards. I poured water on my head. And the Kansas City Chiefs are going to pull this off.
There's only one mode if you're a local sports team radio announcer, and that is full go at all times. Chiefs radio, that was the clinching play, the pass to Samaje Perine that moved the chains, ran out the clock there at the finish. Not the only former Commander hanging out. Former Eagle, of course, as he'll be known here coming to the Super Bowl. Carson Wentz, also on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's Patrick Mahomes on that dynamic going into Super Bowl week.
Carson's extremely intelligent. He's someone he's there early. He works extremely hard. And you see why he has the talent. So you see why he was a starting quarterback in this league and an MVP level quarterback in this league. And so excited for him. I mean, I know he got the Super Bowl when he was in Philly, but to be able to go up against the Eagles again, like a lot of these guys on our team have that Philadelphia history. And so it'll be a great moment to be able to go up and do that and try to do whatever we can to find a way to get a win.
I'm sure he'll enjoy going up against the Eagles. Nobody would enjoy Carson Wentz going up against the Eagles on Sunday in New Orleans. Nobody would enjoy that. That would swing the line. I mean, how many points would that swing the line? I'm going to say at least 10. That is a 10-point line swing if you replace Patrick Mahomes with Carson Wentz. But good for him, hanging out, going on the ride. We saw him once. Saw him in that game against Denver where they lost by a zillion down the stretch. Bud Light Big Game Week starts Tuesday from New Orleans. 4 days of live shows down there. We're going to have a ton of fun. I'm working through my hotel situation. You know, I'm a tinkerer. So we got the hotel. It's like regular style hotel. But they've also got like a bougie hotel. Ooh. It's like a 20-minute walk away that's now gone down to the same price.
Oh,
I'm thinking about making the move. I can't leave well enough alone. I'm struggling with it. I'm making the move. But we're making the plans. We're making the moves. We'll be down there. Bud Light Big Game Week with our friends from Bud Light down in New Orleans. Always fun. Tons of great guests. Should be a great show. It's a quarterback-driven league, right? You know, if you replace Mahomes with Wentz, the Chiefs can't win the Super Bowl. Everybody understands that. It's wild, though, the extent to which it has become one. I mean, look at these final four teams. And Buffalo, which came this close to being there, I think is the Commanders in a lot of ways. I don't know that they wow you across the board with their roster, but they got a quarterback, so they got a chance. And then you get to the big game. I think there were similarities between the two conference title games. You've got, you know, the Commanders, which were held together by Jaden Daniels, and that works in the regular season. You got a quarterback who bailed them out. If one team has a good quarterback and one team has a bad quarterback, I can tell you on a given day which team's going to win. That's how quarterback-centric the NFL is. And, you know, their defense allowed points, but Jaden kept getting the ball, kept making plays. You go to Detroit. The difference in that Detroit game was that one team had a good quarterback and one team had a bad quarterback. I'm not calling Jared Goff a bad quarterback, period. It was a bad day for Jared Goff, though. And you think back to that Lions-Vikings game, right? Jared Goff was great, And Sam Darnold had a bad day. It's hard to win in the NFL if your quarterback's having a bad day. And I think that's the optimism that lifts me as we get to the offseason as the Commanders reload and rebuild. There were four teams left in the NFL playoffs. All four of them had legitimately great quarterback play, full stop. We addressed the Jalen Hurts slander all last week, which was ridiculous, of course. When he's at a high level, he's as good as he gets. Now, he took a step back in some key areas this year. That's why there was a lot of hand-wringing in Philly. But that's not a Kirk Cousins situation. A lot of teams in the NFL are in the Kirk Cousins situation. They've got a quarterback who's pretty good to very good, and they can't let go because they've seen the other side. They know how hard it is to find that. And so you've got, right, the Giants signed Daniel Jones to a big deal. It's because they're scared. They know what it's like to not have a quarterback. You're nobody. You're irrelevant. There are no relevant pro football teams lacking a quarterback. You can't do it anymore. The days of Trent Dilfer lifting the Lombardi are over. The Pittsburgh Steelers are built like those Ravens teams were that won the Super Bowls. Doesn't matter. You don't have a quarterback, you can't be competitive. In this NFL, with these rules, the way these games are structured, the way there are more possessions and more short game possessions, if you don't have a quarterback, sure, you can win some games. Look at the Cleveland Browns. Zero quarterbacks, they win some games. You know, but you're never going to be a competitor. That's the optimism. That's what I love for the Washington Commanders. They got their dude. They got one of the last four guys standing. Now, you get to that point, everybody's good at quarterback. Now we're going to sort out the rest of the roster as well. And they didn't sort out as well as Philly did. That's all right. They got time. Philly's been working at this for a few years. Commanders are just getting to it. Adam Peters is going to start cooking this offseason. And this team's going to be better. But when you get to these big games, the rest of the roster matters. Coaching matters immensely. I look at the Bills-Chiefs game as a great example of that. I don't think Sean McDermott is a big game coach. I think Josh Allen's spectacular. I take him on my team any day. So is Patrick Mahomes. Now we're even. Now what's going to separate things? Like, right, one bench has Spags, one bench has Andy Reid, the other bench is still working to figure this thing out. These are the things that differentiate you when you get there. That's why I'm so excited. Cliff Kingsbury's coming back for another year. Looks like the staff will remain largely intact. I don't think you can exaggerate how important that is for this young Commanders team and their growth. I saw a great tweet. Kevin Clark does ESPN podcast about football. He said, Mahomes is the Jordan of this era because Michael Jordan took all the oxygen out of the room. He said there was no room for other people to be stars when Michael Jordan was playing. And that's what Patrick Mahomes is doing. There's no room for Josh Allen to be a star. There's no room for Jalen Hurts to be a star because Patrick Mahomes is in the room sucking 100% of the oxygen out of it. I think that's a great way to look at it, right? You can name all the guys from that Jordan era. You can name your Hakeems and your Dumarses and, you know, go down the list. You can name them all. You don't think of any of them, though, as being in the same breath or the same sentence, right? And then you got the sidekick, you got your Pippins and Rodmans, you know, Travis Kelce, et cetera, on down. But it's a one-man league. Brady never had that. Brady had a lot of rings, a lot of success. He's going to call the Super Bowl on Sunday. A lot of success, but at no point was Brady ever the only relevant person in the room and in the league. And that's what Patrick Mahomes is right now until he's dethroned. And this is the most vulnerable Chiefs team that has come into a Super Bowl. It's a 1.5-point line. I think it's a fair line. I just don't think you bet against the Chiefs at this point. They always find a way to do it. This is the most vulnerable Chiefs team we've seen coming into a Super Bowl, though. And this is a very complete Philadelphia Eagles team. They're banged up, but they're very complete. Saquon, Hurts, A.J. Brown, they got talent up and down the board. This is a team well-positioned to challenge them. This is a league where there's exactly one superstar right now, and it's Patrick Mahomes until further notice. And not to tip the pick, but how could you not take the team with Patrick Mahomes in the big game? We learn that every year. You keep doing it until it doesn't work. I'm gonna pick the team with Patrick Mahomes when it's picking time on Friday, because you don't go against a guy who gets it done in big moments every time there are big moments. I think this is arguably the biggest moment in a lot of big moments for Mahomes. The other one was when he went against Brady in the Super Bowl. Now, that's a little different, right? Brady's an acknowledged GOAT as well. That's not quite Josh Allen against Patrick Mahomes. That's Patrick Mahomes against Patrick Mahomes at that level. Brady got the better of him that day. I thought that closed the book on the greatest of all time argument for a full generation, right? Because no matter how good Patrick Mahomes got, it was arguably, well, Brady's better. What do you mean Tom Brady's better? They played. He won. Full stop. We don't need to litigate this out any further. This three-peat, though, I think this would be a historic moment, and I think we're right back to having the conversation if the Chiefs pull it off. Here's Andy Reid on what it means to get the job done.
I think motivation's the wrong word, or I'm going to just change that for you. I would tell you we're motivated like crazy to win the game. I mean, that's what you're motivated to do. You get caught up in that other stuff, all the hype that goes with it, and then you forget about third and one and detailing that, you know, either side of the ball. So you've got to keep everything in perspective. And really, when it comes down to it, all the confetti, all that's great. I mean, it's great. Nothing like doing it with your home fans. But it's going to come down to a football game. And the team that prepares and makes the least amount of mistakes will come out, the victor. So you make sure that you keep your head right and bear down and, do the right things.
Not forgetting about third down. Don't forget about third down. It's, I would argue, one of the four most important downs in football, if you're ranking them top to bottom. Andy Reid's not going to forget about third down this week. Now, the Eagles have been to a Super Bowl as well. They played against the Chiefs in a Super Bowl. They know what they're up against. That's why I think this is going to be a ton of fun. I'm hopeful we get a great football game at the Super Bowl. I think this is going to be a ton of fun. Looking forward to breaking it down all week. You know, we'll have a ton of celebrity guests, a ton of fun, ton of football people, lots of Commanders talk as well. Feels like only a year ago we were at Bud Light Big Game Week, and Dan Quinn, really? Dan Quinn? That's the best you could do? Dan Quinn? Couldn't get yourself a Ben Johnson? All right. Yeah. Redskin's going to Redskin. You know, that's what the team does. It's what the team's always done. A different vibe in the room this year. Excited, hey, why not have a little strut down on Radio Row down at Bud Light Big Game this week? You know? Hey, we got a team. Look out. Commanders are coming in hot. They got a team. They got $100 million to spend. Time to get to spending the money. Time to get to drafting the players. We'll see who comes available. That's always a question. But I think the top players are going to say to their agent, get me to Washington. I want to play with this guy. I want to be on this team. They look like they're having fun. Hey, Bobby Wagner texted me. He said, get to Washington. We're doing something here. And those are the little things that create the big things that matter. They've also... I'm not going to pretend like they fixed the facilities, because they certainly haven't in Ashburn, but they expanded the Ashburn facility immensely this offseason. Now, it has gone from de facto worst in the league to league average. And that's all it's ever going to be until they build a new one, hopefully down at RFK. Hopefully that's coming, soon. Maybe we'll get some announcements about that this week. That'd be cool. But even just being league average puts you back in the conversation. And these are the things that matter as we load it up. Bud Light Big Game Week, four live shows for you from New Orleans, Tuesday through Friday. Could not be more excited about that. We are back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 101 FM, rolling towards AWOD Radio, noon to 3. Grant and Danny will drive you home on The Fan. KenPom rankings out this morning. VCU slides down one spot to 40, and that's it, right? It's where you lose, when you lose, who you lose to. You can lose on the road to a good team, a respectable outfit, and they're going to be in the mix when we get to D.C. You can't lose at home to a bad team, and unfortunately that's the Spiders this year, and this is a big one, Saturday at 4. You know they always come ready to go. This will be an important bounce-back night as we clear up the mess from fight night at Chaffetz Arena in St. Louis last night. VCU... highlights making the rounds nationally, but not in the way anybody would want it to be after a tough loss and then a massive 4-minute long brawl in the stands to end the game in St. Louis. I'm sure we will hear plenty more about that in the days ahead. We got to play this before it gets dated. Jerry Jones spoke the other day, and we have more important things than making fun of Jerry Jones. That's unfortunate, because you know I enjoy doing it. We had a fight at the VCU game. The Commanders, of course, doing their thing, NFC title game. Friday night, now, I was in the news industry for a long time. Friday night is when you put out, we called it take out the trash. If you're a company and you have something bad to announce, you put it out as a press release at 4:50 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Everybody's been notified during business hours, and by the time we all get back to our desks Monday, we've forgotten about it. I promise not to forget that they hired Brian Schottenheimer as their head coach, because Jerry has no clue what he's doing anymore. All right, Jerry Jones, you may defend yourself. You took a shot here. How you feel about this?
It might be couched as a less than glamorous hire. What I would say to you is I got here taking shots. Good things have happened. Let me tell you something. There's some stuff to be had over there where not many people go. There is. Don't think for 1 minute I won't take a shot.
He's definitely where not many people are going. I agree with that. Obviously, Brian Schottenheimer has been a lot of places. I can't go too hard on him. He is a Jayhawk. I'm a Jayhawk. It's a bad hire, though. It's plainly a bad hire. He's been a lot of places. Very few of those places has he left, and everybody says, wow, we're really sad Brian Schottenheimer left here. You remember in Seattle, he was part of the end there with Russell Wilson, got fired due to philosophical differences. Pete Carroll let him go in Seattle, comes into Dallas. He actually worked with Dan Quinn when he arrived in Dallas, then got moved over to the offensive side of the ball. It's hard to look at that offense and say good things are happening this year. Jerry, though, Jerry marches to the beat of his own drum. Here's Jerry on finding head coaches. I don't think Jerry's been particularly good at finding head coaches recently. We'll dive into Mike McCarthy after the clip.
I've seen it when I was a pup. I have a good background in the makeup of what a coach is. To think that you could make a decision in an interview and not have talked, if you didn't and hadn't ever communicated or had a visit, I wouldn't dare have had an interview unless I talked to many, many people.
I don't know what any of that means. Those were words. Jerry's using ChatGPT now to make his speeches. I wouldn't have had an interview with any of these people if I didn't. Yeah, fool me, you can't get fooled again. Jerry Jones there. Here's a Mike McCarthy thing. Mike McCarthy has phenomenal agents. Jerry Jones is very good at publicity. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, this story making the rounds. Mike McCarthy has withdrawn from the New Orleans Saints coaching search because he wants to be focused on getting a job in the 2026 coaching cycle. That's insane. When he was let go in Dallas, Rap Sheet put out there, he will be a popular candidate for any opening going forward. What am I missing? No, he's not. Aaron Rodgers dragged him across the finish line in Green Bay, so he's got a Super Bowl. What am I missing here? He's done nothing. He's had some regular season success in Dallas. How in the world is this guy going to be the most coveted coach in the next cycle? This feels like when they were pumping Belichick's tires. Everybody's going to want to hire Bill Belichick. Nobody hired Bill Belichick. Oh, Mike McCarthy, man. He's going to be in every building getting every interview. No, he's not. No. How can you sell that to your fan base? Guys, things are rough here. That's why we had to make a change at head coach. We've brought you Mike McCarthy. You're welcome. Why is nobody applauding? Come on now. Jerry Jones says, look, football is hard. You don't always get what you want. Only one team gets to win the Super Bowl. But maybe you'd like to say it in a more Jerry Jones fashion. Jerry?
There's a very low percentage of this that is smiles and glory holes. Very low percentage.
That's Jerry Jones, everybody. Owner of the Dallas Cowboys. We can say that. He can say that. Or he can say whatever he wants. Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy, Brian Schottenheimer. It is good to be the home of the Commanders. Get your, I'd say get your laughs in now, but get your laughs in later, too. I feel really confident this isn't the one. I rarely feel this confident about a head coaching hire, win or lose, right? Very rarely, like, this. Sean McVay's probably the last head coaching hire is like, this dude's going to crush it. Even with Kevin O'Connell, I was like, I think he'll be good. I have doubts, though. He's very good, it turns out. You suspect bad ones, too. I know this one's a bust. I feel very good saying that on the radio. We can rack that clip for later. Cowboys ain't winning the Super Bowl next year. That's a pretty easy one. Now, can they win some games? Sure. They have a crazy talented roster. Is Brian Schottenheimer taken to the promised land? He most certainly is not. We'll take you to the promised land of AWOD Radio. Got another half hour with you on this Wednesday morning. Fight night, VCU St. Louis. We'll dive back into it on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.